Septic.
Long septic.
It's
just the first person that's difficult. After them, I'll start from further out. Okay, I can start.
Well, you go. I don't know. But you after the now, but you can learn and now very normally.
What do you do in the practice? You know, what do you observe? What do you feel? Anything you don't understand? But at home, I will try to mainly sit, meditate, and I've had now quite a long period that I have not done it. I've just decided every day that I'm going to do it, but then I haven't. There's some resistance. And I came here and I was hoping that I could get it going again. And when I'm meditating, I find it quite easy to be aware of feelings and bodily sensations and hearing and seeing and...
When you're sitting, you mean?
Oh, when I'm sitting or when I'm walking or okay.
Doing other things.
Yeah.
Okay.
But thinking, I find quite hard to be aware of. As soon as I notice that I'm thinking, the thought stops.
Okay.
So somehow, I don't know how to be aware as I'm thinking without interrupting the thought. Or is that even possible?
So there are different types of thoughts we have, and the more gross thoughts, the rough thoughts, you know, they, those surface thoughts, when we know them, they stop. So they're not very important thoughts. But when we have thoughts that are deeper in the mind, more subtle thoughts, like sometimes we talking to ourselves, something that bothers us, things like that won't stop. And when you watch those thoughts, those are the ones that you will be able to be aware of while they're happening, so long as you don't get sucked into the thought.
Not good. Focus.
Another reason, if we focus too hard to be aware of thinking mind, he says then also because we are focusing too much, the mind cannot think. So you have to see whether you are just being, just knowing, or whether you are trying to focus too much. So, a way to recognize thinking mind is, you know, when you're watching a normal object and there's thoughts happening, don't look at the thought. You just, so you stay with the object and you know this thought is coming and you just stay with that. Stay in that state. Like you're knowing something and you know a thought is happening. And you're just sort of like recognizing that it's happening. You're just noticing it, but you're not looking at it. So then you can see the thought come and go, yeah. Without looking at it.
Now so I don't think the world.
And if we constantly recognize thinking when it comes like that, he says, you know, so you're always, you're knowing something else, and then you're recognizing that thoughts are coming, and you always have sort of like this, like the side of the eye noticing of them. He says, you'll be, you know, your awareness of thinking will become stronger.
Totally. I do the anapana also.
Yeah. Yeah, so sometimes, you know, like Yogi say, or you might even feel it yourself, like you think you're watching your breath, and then you notice the mind is thinking while you're watching your breath. That means you already know it. You don't have to do more. Mm-hmm. You already know it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And as you notice these thoughts more, you know, you're watching something and you notice more and more of these thoughts, he says then you can gently try to then notice what you're feeling. So now you're saying you start with the breath, you know the mind is thinking, and then you've been doing this sometime, you recognize these thoughts, and then you can drop the awareness of your breath and you can go to see the feeling. True. Because some thoughts, they create emotions in us. Mm-hmm. And we really want to be in touch with the feelings that are created by these thoughts so that we can see the relationship.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. Next. Yes.
Continue. So I'm just trying to explain what I'm doing. I'm trying to just watch everything,
yeah,
and not touch to anything.
Ooh.
And I feel like it's like different kind of energies going through me.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they are more difficult and sometimes they are pleasant.
Yeah.
And not to like trying to do anything,
yeah,
when I'm facing the difficult,
yeah,
energies.
Yeah.
Difficult means unpleasant, don't you?
He's saying, when you say something is difficult, does it mean it's unpleasant?
Oh.
Yeah, but you're trying to just remain, to just keep seeing.
I'm trying to not to do anything,
yeah,
and
yeah,
not to think that,
well,
I should do something when I'm facing unpleasant feeling. That just try to open to that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I can do that, but most of the time,
mm-hmm,
I can't, but this is what I'm trying to
look for. And when you are finding it difficult,
mm-hmm,
to disengage, he says, remind yourself, like almost as a thought, you know, like say to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
This is just nature.
Yeah.
Mm.
Say it to yourself. Yeah.
Pleasant feeling, unpleasant also feeling, both are objects.
Mm.
Just
mm.
A experience. Right?
Mm.
Because if we remind ourselves, then we can be more equal in our treatment of the two,
mm,
two types of emotion.
And I have lots of tension in my head.
Oh.
And
then
here,
mm-hmm,
and it's been going on about almost 2 years.
Oh, yeah, talking about that. I'm getting pity.
Does it happen all the time, or only when you go for a retreat?
I'm trying to like understand more that when it happens or what happens when it's here. But I think it's very often, and it's not only when I'm meditating. It's also in a in my normal life.
Yeah,
in my life. It's really strong. It's like, and sometimes if I give a little bit space to that, there is also light, lightness.
Mm.
But there is a lot of tension in that.
Do you like it or you don't like it?
Yes. This is the thing that I'm trying not to. I'm trying to accept it and be with that without trying to push it away or hating. But maybe there is some resistance. But I'm trying to be.
So, for you, Sarasa, instead of trying to accept it, maybe recognize the resistance.
Yeah.
So don't try to do anything, which is to try to accept. Instead, accept what is here, the resistance. Because when you try, you use energy, and that's going to create more tension. So that increases the tension. So when you know that there's resistance, Sarah says, don't watch the tension in the head anymore. Just know the resistance. You already recognize the resistance is there. Just acknowledge it. Oh, this is the resistance in the mind. Forget about this tension.
I'm also maybe trying to understand it or analyze it or doing
So don't try to analyze or do anything, because all that, the motivation for analyzing or trying to understand, is all could be because you just wanted to go away. So instead of doing that, Sarah says, just rest with the resistance. Remember, there's this rule that Seattle has. It's almost like a formula. Something is causing us to like it or dislike it. You know, we have some liking or disliking towards something. Then forget the thing that we like or dislike. Pay attention to the liking or disliking. So in this case, you know, it's like resistance, right? Disliking. Pay attention to that. Yeah, even when we investigate, so it says when there is greed, you know, we want to know, we need it to be a certain way, then he says we start to use too much energy. It has to be a very simple knowing of the present moment. That's all we need, actually.
Yeah, because I've been thinking that.
Yeah, for sure the mind wants it to go away.
Yes, thinking that is this like part of the process, or am I doing something wrong, or that kind of thing. Too much tension, is there too much concentration?
So if you want to know whether you are doing something wrong that's causing the tension, then you really need to be able to see how your mind is working. How is the mind thinking? How much energy is the mind putting into doing anything? Not just meditation, but when you do, like when you cook at home, how much energy do you put into cooking? Are your shoulders like this, you know? Do you need things to be in a certain way? Or, you know, are things bothering you? You know, how much energy is your mind using in every moment? You need to notice that. He says for all of us, you know, whatever, you know, object or experience we have to face, He says we always need to check our minds. How are we going to face this? You know, with what sort of feeling are we coming to this? It's only when we really have no investment in it, you know, we really have no agenda for what we're experiencing, that we can be relaxed about the experience.
I noticed that I'm worrying a lot of everything,
of who we are,
things that doesn't happen yet or too much stress in the head.
Right.
Yes.
The motivation and defilement is what upper and attention will learn.
Yeah, whatever, you know, whenever the motivation is something unwholesome, something unskillful, then it creates tension in our minds because it's something not helpful, but it has its momentum, right? We keep doing it because we're kind of helpless. So, Sarah says to use meditation effectively, he says don't try to use it to solve any problems. All we're going to do is be aware of what is happening in the body. What is happening in the body, and learning how to be aware of the mind and how to be aware of the body in this, you know, simple, gentle way without any expectation. Learning to do that. How do we learn to be that way?
Well, I'm thinking about what is right amount of effort to my practice, because I have maybe this kind of situation that I often fall asleep, or then my mind goes off. I've used to meditate without more concentration, but now here I've been really sleepy.
Okay, so Sarah says we do need to know something clearly, you know, like know something continuously, right? So he says, but instead of trying to focus, Sarah says sort of like use our like it's like playing a game, you know, you play a game to find out how much you can know. So it's like, what do I know now? You know, and is this the only thing I know? What else could I know? Do I really know this one thing? Is the mind noticing other things while I know this?
Anything.
You know, is it clear? Is it not clear? And so you keep yourself awake and interested because you're watching your own game of awareness. When we think about meditation, we do the meditation. So when we think about what to be aware of, then we are aware of things. And it keeps us awake because we're thinking and meditating at the same time. We're thinking and knowing at the same time.
Let the pet teach you.
Is it fine? Do that. Just touching the finger and thumb together, yeah. Is it one touching or two touching? One sensation or two sensations?
One.
Yeah, he doesn't want the answer yet, but he wants you to, you know,
interest.
Have that interest.
Not
to take it for granted. When we feel something, not to just say, oh, this is what I feel and that must be it. Is it hard or soft? Really? That kind of thing.
Yeah,
so these questions, they ignite awareness, because they keep you looking. Because the mind is constantly looking to see what it can discover. What is object? What is awareness? Can you see that when you're doing this? This is another question. Do you know that it's touching, or do you also know that you know that it's touching?
Not sure, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Both, I think. Yeah. Because of the same as that.
So first, the touching is very clear. The knowing isn't so clear. So you have to make sure.
Yeah.
Where is the knowing?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Question.
Can you focus on the knowing?
Touching, focus on the knowing.
You can focus on the touching.
Mm-hmm.
Can you focus on the knowing? Or is it just there, knowing?
Touching, the object of being known. Knowing and knowing. The bottom of the cup of doom.
Okay. I have to meditate on this.
And then you can also always check, you know, whenever you know something, how do you feel? Because we often have a response to what we are experiencing. Even if it's something as bland as this, we have some response. So always check. Sometimes it's relaxed, and then we must know that it's relaxed. Sometimes it's tense, we should know that it's tense.
Okay,
thank you.
That's more interesting than focusing. Focusing just, you know, you run out of energy eventually. Yeah. Makes you tired at the end of the day.
Right now I feel of my department. I feel being aware of this body correlations, mostly here and how the defilements affect how I perceive stuff, things. That's a new thing I haven't done it before. And there's aversion how the sounds sound.
Changes.
Yeah.
And then there's no defilement, no kilesas, no unwholesome energies.
I haven't found that yet. Yes, there was some moment when there was.
Sorry?
I think there was a short moment. I was moving my defilements and then I lost them. But there was. To gain more spaciousness to the experience. And then I got worried about the two But I found my defilements again.
The defilement comes in again to find you with everybody. You know, he said, for us it's to know when there's defilement and how we feel, right? So when there is unhold some stuff in the mind, then it doesn't feel so pleasant, there's tension. Mm-hmm. And then we should also know when there is no nifama, when there's no unwholesome in the mind, then the mind is neutral.
Yeah.
Okay, or sometimes positive.
Yeah.
Okay, and so we should know when there is unwholesome, when there is not unwholesome, when it feels something and when it feels neutral, which can we can sometimes call it nothing, but it's not nothing, mm-hmm. it's neutral. Mm-hmm. And he said, Berlin also what? And then it's neutral and it feels like, you know, you acknowledge it, but you know, if you, he says you can come back to the body, because now the mind is clear. So he says don't neglect the body,
yeah.
We don't watch the mind all the time, yeah, we also know the body. He says, it's in the books and he talks about it, and we need to understand that, you know, there's a point where if we understand the mind and we know awareness, we understand the nature of awareness and we are able to know awareness and, you know, the mind, that we can watch the awareness all the time. But the thing to understand is when we know the awareness all the time, which is knowing the mind, because awareness knows what it knows, the body and the mind are both known already. You know, so when you know awareness, it's not that you don't know the body. You do still, and the mind. Yeah. So our responsibility is just to continue being aware, just to continue knowing. Okay. If you know that you're knowing, and you know that you know clearly, you can just continue to know that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I've been meditating for about 3 or 4 years now. And I think that has given me, you know, understanding of how I have messed my life. I have learned to that has given me understanding of how I have reacted in certain situations. And my reactions have been unwholesome,
mm-hmm.
and they have led me into misery and
everything.
Okay. Yeah.
But now, since I have started meditating, I've tried to learn to, you know, just to observe. And when difficult times come and some difficulties and something happens that, you know, I don't like, I feel uncomfortable or something, I try not to react. And I have found that works, because when I don't react and I keep meditating, many times I find a better way to react.
Then we call it a response, right?
Yeah.
So a wise response, no longer an automatic reaction.
Yeah.
Right.
I slow down and meditate, and then
that's right.
I don't react, but I act.
That's right. React
wisely.
Yes.
Right.
Correct.
And that has happened so often, so many times now.
Yes.
That I, you know, when these happen, incidents come, I almost, you know, it's here again. I welcome them.
Yeah.
And I recognize that, you know, the sad feelings, you know, disappointment or something.
Mm.
But I don't need to obey them.
Yeah.
I don't need to react.
Yeah.
And then things go fine.
They come and go.
Yeah.
Mm.
But the question is, I get the impression, you know, there's someone who's guiding my life and giving me these hard times to help me grow and go forward.
Yeah, this is nature, and it's the nature of meditation. But when you meditate, then you use everything in life to make yourself a better person, to make the mind a better mind. Meditation is the, you know, the practice of using whatever we experience to train the mind to become, to grow its good qualities despite the experiences,
yeah,
good or bad. So we have to always remember that whether what we experience is pleasant or what we experience is not pleasant, they are all objects for meditation.
Mm. Object is object.
Our normal mind, you know, when something is pleasant, we want to hold on to it. If it's unpleasant, we want to push it away.
Yeah.
And we're learning not to do that. For both, we want to learn to know it, to be aware of it.
Both are object. Pleasant also object, unpleasant also object. The same, right? If you think about the object, the mind is not holding or not resisting. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Yes, doing good. Keep going. Okay, we have enough for that.
I'm just thinking what to say. Actually, the thing that pleasant and unpleasant, because now that I'm here first time, I'm used to meditate with objects, so it's kind of a easy way to go, that, you know,
yeah,
that you just concentrate on breathing or whatever.
Yeah.
And now I'm trying not to try so hard, so yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I'm wondering, because I'm kind of craving for the suffering usually I'm having in retreats.
Yeah.
You know, when I sit long time and my body is suffering and stuff like that, so...
Because it's easy to watch then.
Yeah, it's kind of used to that, and now there is no suffering. So I'm thinking that if I let my mind, you know, be free, kind of wherever it wants to go, doesn't it go always to the, you know, the pleasant places, and then maybe I miss some suffering or some, you know, unpleasant things. So I don't know.
What?
Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, I am a shoemaker. So I do my job. เป็ดเอลอจีอาไม่แท้ตัวช้วยซะเลยอาไม่แท้ตัวช้วยซะแล้วแล้วดิมาเอเอซิซิสรตัวโหตะชาสะคันนี่มาส่วนจะอุทัยอ่ะหรือเปล่ารู้สึกว่าไม่หลุดตาหรือเปล่าสรดุขเวทนาเนี่ยปล่อยมาแล้วไอ้อะไรชุบก็ไม่บ่แต่ว่าไอ้อะไรตัวชุบไม่จักขึ้นเนี่ยยูสตูขึ้นเนี่ยสรแต่ว่าอู้เชื่อตัวไอ้ไม่ไม่ใช่หรอกเนี่ยตุสิกก็ตุหลุดทายสุตุสิกก็ก้าวหน่อยอีกเว้ยยัดเนี่ยตุสิกก็โหจะจะจะหาได้สิเว้ยยัดเนี่ยอ่ะ really a problem.
ก็ไม่ได้บ่อ่านเยอะแล้วก็เลยเออแล้วน้องสมทุกตัวเปล่าแล้วสรุปเอ้อเอ้อมีกล้องแบบกูไว้สิกัดตัวนี้เนี่ยตัวเดียวกันคู่ตัวมันไม่ตัวอยู่แล้วสิก็ต้องกันคู่ตัวมันมีแม่นี่แม่ปอดอะไรอืมกล้องน่ะเลยอํานาจอํานาจคู่ตัวคู่น้าเลยจันทร์มานาเลยอืมเสียอะไรทําให้น้าเลยชันน่ะเวน้าเลยน้าเลยตัวคู่น้าเลยอย่างนั้นน่ะแทบไม่ตัวเลยโอเค
So So first thing he said was, when you say that the mind always goes to pleasant things, he says, are you thinking about pleasant things? Or if does the mind easily find itself with pleasant sensations? Is that what you mean?
Maybe I mean that, I don't know how to say it, maybe I mean something that, I don't know how to explain
you it. You said there's no suffering on this retreat and if you let the mind free,
I'm like too happy now, you know.
So what he said was, that you know there is pleasant feeling and there's unpleasant feeling. You're worried that if you don't know an unpleasant feeling that you'll miss understanding some suffering, right?
Yeah.
So he says don't worry.
Okay.
Because the basis of feeling, you know, the basis of pleasant and unpleasant is feeling itself.
Or mind state.
Which is a mind state, okay? And feeling is not mind state, but no. But he said, when you fully understand pleasant feeling, you will understand unpleasant feeling. So if you, instead of just being happy, if you are aware of happiness and aware continuously, you will definitely understand unhappiness too.
Hmm. Happiness, one is feeling like happiness or attachment. Happiness or resistance.
Because both happiness, because even if we start with happiness, you know, when we watch it continuously, and if we're not neutral, at some point we'll notice how the mind trips and it will get attached to happiness. When there's attachment, then the mind, the root for suffering has begun, right? One attachment. So, and so we don't have to go, this is one extreme, yes? One extreme road to suffering is pleasant. The other road to suffering is unpleasant, very easily, which we recognize easily. So we have unpleasant, and then, you know, when it's very, well, unpleasant just feels like suffering for us, yeah, right? But, yeah, but both actually need to, what we want to come to is the middle way.
Yeah.
And the only way to come to the middle way is not just to know unpleasant, but to also know pleasant. Because only when we know the pleasant is also the same as the unpleasant, then we come to the middle way.
Now, physical unpleasant machine, mental unpleasant machine, she was here. I will define it, Lali.
Yeah.
So, what you got, Nilare Kajan, Lali, define it.
And he says, don't worry. You know, enjoy being happy, but be mindful of happiness while you can, because you know the mind doesn't leave us alone.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, you will find something that comes up that's not so pleasant in the mind. The body can feel very pleasant for a long time, but maybe not the mind so long.
Mental suffering,
yeah, we can't escape from mental suffering coming up. It's just the degree of suffering, you know.
Yeah.
Whether we crave or resist something, it's the degree of suffering. But what's important in mindfulness, in practicing, is that whether it's pleasant or unpleasant, how do you watch this feeling? Learning to remember to be aware of the feeling without judging it. So now you have a lot of pleasant, you must remember to be aware.
Enjoying a little bit,
not just enjoying it. Not just like, oh, it's so happy, I wonder where that
goes.
That's not meditation anymore. It's like, no, this is happiness, this is happiness. Does it continue to feel like this? Is it fading? Is it increasing? What's happening to happiness?
Now, meditation, you check that. ဘာလို့ကြည့်နေလဲဆိုတော့ဘာလို့ကြည့်နေလဲဆိုတော့သူကြည့်နေတဲ့အာရုံနဲ့ပတ်သက်ပြီးတော့ဘာများနားလည်မလဲဆိုတော့အညာလေးဖြစ်မလဲဆိုတော့စောင့်ကြည့်တယ်ဒီတိုင်းကြည့်နေတာမဟုတ
်
ဘူးအညာဖြစ်ဖို့စောင့်ကြည့်
And the ultimate goal of meditation is we are watching and waiting for understanding to come right we're watching something continuously because we think we think this is just happiness is just like this but are we sure how have we watched it to know what it really is so we watch it continuously to see what is really happiness and then we will understand more
thank you
ก็จะทันเลยยอดเลยปุ๊บๆเมื่อเช้ามาสิทัน
Yeah and there's no schedule here so you know you can sit or not sit as long as you like Yeah
Well I've been mainly interested in the meditating mind here on the retreat and also actually already many years mainly watching how the mind is colored whether it's open, receptive, spacious or whether there are defilements and it feels quite easy to be aware of all sense doors and I have noticed there's one tricky point for me and that is connected to falling asleep because I actually have a history with sleeping problems which is not so fortunately not so bad anymore but sometimes still happening and I've been a little bit struggling how to stay aware until I fall asleep because it feels that when I stay aware actually I have trouble falling asleep and I need to somehow find a way to distract myself sometimes it's very difficult I don't know where to how to get entangled with thoughts or something and almost like tire myself so much that I fall asleep and those are also the moments where I notice of course there's a very clear preference for falling asleep very clear expectation and there's like subtle even when there's acceptance there's still subtle resistance that wanting presence so how to practice with this and especially how to even now when if I ask a question like how to go smoothly into sleep that's all I mean I want it to fall asleep
စင်ရတော့ပြန်မှုလို့ပါလို့အဲ့ဒါလေးကိုသူကစိတ်ဝင်စားနေတာကြာပြီစိတ်ကပွင့်လင်းလာပါလေညာလေအဲ့လိုမျိုးကြီးကြည့်လေသူခံစားမှုတွေပါလေသူကကြည့်နေကြတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့သူပြဿနာပါလားဆိုတော့သူကအေတော့သူကအဲ့လိုပြောဘူးအဲ့လိုပြောတော့ပြဿနာရှိရအခုတော့တက်တာဒါပေမဲ့သူတတိထိုင်းနဲ့သူအဲ့လိုပြောဘူ
း
တတိထိုင်းသူကတတိထိုင်းနဲ့အဲ့ပြောတာဘယ်တော့မှလုပ်လို့မရဘူးတတိထိုင်းကိုအမင်းမင်းကြတယ်အဲ့တော့သူကတော့ဘယ်တိမထားဘဲနဲ့ရှော့ဖို့သူ့ကိုသူပင်မအောင်လို့ရဘလို့ပဲဟိုအတွေ့အကြုံတွေရှောက်ပြီးတော့ပင်မတို့စိတ်ကအိပ်ပျော်သွားအောင်လို့ရဘလို့ပဲလေအဲ့တော့ဒီစိတ်ကိုဘယ်လိုလုပ်ဟိုသူပြည့်တယ်ခဏလေးညှက်ရှိနေစိတ်ကတကယ်အစ်ချင်တယ်လေဟိုဒေါ့ပူပူကြိုက်တယ်ပူဖဲလို့တယ်ဟိုဟိုရိုးရိုးလေးပြောမယ်ဆိုရင်တော့နော်ဒီလိုမေးရမေးကမ်းမှာပဲသူရှိနေတခုခုပဲလို့ပေါ့အေးအေးဆေးဆေးရှောင်းရှောင်းရှူရှူ
တော့မျိုးရှိတယ်ပေါ့
Yeah.
ကိုယ်ကတည်းကအဲ့ဒီအချိန်တော့မအားထုတ်တယ်ဆိုရင်တော့ personal effort အမြဲလာနေမှာပဲ
။
personal effort လည်းတော့အများ။
တ
ော့ထည့်ရတယ်ဆိုတော့အားနည်းနည်းနည်းလိုလိုက်မှာ။
Yeah.
တော့သူအားနည်းနေတော့စိတ်ကနိုးနေရော
။
ဟော effort ကနည်းမျိုး personal effort နဲ့တဘာဝ natural effort ဆိုရှိ
။ Yeah.
အများနဲ့ပတိထားပါများရင်စိတ်ကအလိုလိုတတိရှိနေအဲ့လိုထားကြမလို့။အဲ့လိုကတော့တင်းတင်းနဲ့ဖြည်းဖြည်းချင်းတော့ပြော့ပြော့ပြော့ပြော့ပြော့ပြော့တော့
။အဲ့တော့ तू က
တော့ထားနေရတာတော့လို့ तू ကဒီချိန်မှာတော့ထားတာကိုအမြင်နဲ့ထားတယ်မထားဘူး။အမြင်နဲ့ထားတော့ခုနကပြော natural effort ကမလာဘူး။မ
လာဘူး။ဒါပေမဲ့
तू ကထားလိုက်ရင် natural တဘာဝဖြစ်လိုက်ပြီကသူထားနေတဲ့ရှိတဲ့ရှိတဲ့ဖြစ်လာမှာခုနကပြောလို့။အ
ဲ့တော့အခုကြရင် तू ကအဲ့အိတ်တဲ့အခါမှာတင်းတင်းမထားနဲ့ပေါ့
။ထားတယ်ထားတယ်မလို့ဟိုမေးမမြင်သိနေတာဘယ်တော့ပဲ
တော့ပြန်Sayada says, you know, there's two kinds of effort. He talks about there is our personal effort and there's our natural effort, right? And when personal effort has enough practice, it becomes natural for us to have the effort. Then it becomes natural effort, right? And hopefully our personal effort is not too much, because that, you know, so that it doesn't become naturally too much effort. So, and he says, the problem with us is that we don't try to be mindful all the time, all day long.
Actually, I do try. Mm-hmm. I practice moment by moment, and I have a very spacious way of living. That's why I try to.
Yes. So now comes the second, the natural effort. So Sarah says, when we get used to putting in this personal effort, we also don't really know how to let it go and let natural effort take its place. And when we're going to sleep, Sierra says, if we are putting in natural effort, personal effort to be aware, personal effort is always a little bit too much. Always a little bit too much. We can try to just be, but you know, there's always some amount of personal in it. So he says, when you're going to sleep, he says, don't try to be aware. You just maybe ask a question, what is the mind aware of, and leave it. Leave it. Don't do any more trying to be aware. And let the mind do
it.
And you don't have to try to make the mind think and tire the mind.
Mm-hmm.
He says, because that's like bringing in the negative, the unwholesome mind. He says, if the mind doesn't have anything unwholesome, actually sati is naturally there. Just you might not recognize it at first, because we're so used to personal effort. We only recognize personal effort as mindfulness. We need to learn to recognize the natural effort. And so I don't know whether I've gone through first, second or anything, but then whatever number it is now. He says the other thing is that because you've had a problem with sleeping before, he says your mind still has some residual anxiety about whether you sleep or not, right? So he would like you to totally drop the idea that you need to sleep. So you can try it here. Okay? So you think of it as you're resting the body. Okay? You're resting the body. So and when you rest the body, and you rest the mind in the sense that you've given up the need to sleep. So there's no anxiety, so you're resting the mind. You give up, and then you say whether you sleep or not, it's fine. And you just stay there. And maybe you fall asleep, and maybe you don't. It doesn't matter. You know? There are two things that our body and mind know how to do naturally. One is sleeping, and one is going to the toilet. If you try too hard, it gets constipated.
And you end up looking for the off button for the whole night.
Off button, light
shine. That's right. You need to try anything. When you toilet, just sit and just lie down. The body and mind know already very well.
Yeah, I think it's exactly that. Even when I feel there's no trying, probably the subtle trying that creates tension.
So just you can ask some question, and what am I knowing? That's all. Don't force.
Do you want to try in English?
Not sure. We are trying like this long time. Sometimes we're not trying to sleep.
Mm.
At least a little bit can sleep.
Yeah.
We are not trying to sleep, but sleep.
Yeah. And actually it helps me a lot to know that many monks in Burma don't sleep at all. I've read in your book,
right,
and also on the retreat.
But because you cannot get rid of anxiety.
Okay.
Yeah. So now you don't try anything, just do it. Yeah? Just lie down. Don't think about result. Don't think about sleep.
Mm-hmm.
the sleep, as like AEP, sleep is problem, this works for you. This work is for you because the mind has a pattern. The mind has a pattern.
Yes.
This object and this mind happen many times, then this has become, if every time you pay attention to this object, the mind goes in automatic time. So better to go use this object.
Yes.
Many yogis, they have a lot of trauma about the meditation hall. When they practice meditation many years, very tense, persistent, and they practice very hard. So they think about meditation, automatically the mind becomes tense.
Mm.
Now, this is a mind nature, mind law, this is mind nature, pattern have. Yeah. That the mind has own pattern.
Yeah.
So that's why we not try to meditate. We don't use the meditation. This work, every time the mind think about the meditation, then the mind boom, resistance, automatic. Because a long time this happened.
Yeah, so similar for me.
That's why we use a lot, another words better. Now we try to relax. That's it. Not sleep.
Good.
That's better to try to cheat the mind. Sometimes people they meditate like this all the time, they practice like this, they very tense. Then I try to change the posture. Like this. I try to like this, use it like this. Then meditate. Better. For them this, because the mind don't know this posture in meditation.
Mm-hmm.
We try to cheat the mind. Because the mind only has this better. Right. So don't try and don't think about sleep. The mind know the night, how long I die is, automatically the mind, they do their job, this job.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah.
Confused might not be the word, but noticing that I'm analysing what means awareness and what means knowing, and sort of is knowing to do with language, because I've spent many years trying to get rid of language and being in the body and getting back to the senses and just not thinking, and now the knowing and the awareness. We use knowing and awareness in the same way. It's not two different words.
Okay.
Knowing, awareness, mindfulness, it's all the same. Observing, watching, all the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something else though. It's the consciousness, you know, like
eye
consciousness, object consciousness. That's different. Yeah, but that's not mindfulness.
Okay.
Mindfulness can see the consciousness, but it's not. You can't practice consciousness is there all the time, whether you know it or not. Yeah.
Mm.
He used to call it the knowing mind, or we used to call it the knowing mind, but we don't do it anymore because in English it's
consciousness. Contact Peter Chiman. A big maturization. Yeah, consciousness.
Every object. When it arises together with consciousness of it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's already a consciousness of it. So the mind knows it, but we are often not aware that these are present. But we can easily know it. And we do know things because consciousness is present. If there was not that consciousness, we wouldn't be able to know the object. So we actually know it through the consciousness, but not everyone can detect it, and it's not
awareness. Awareness, stability of mind, and effort, faith, and wisdom. These five faculties working together, we call mindful, aware. But knowing the object, the consciousness is the object and conscious, like this. When the contact, object, the mind contact is the day the sun mind have to exist. This is not like a baby, just know the object.
Just consciousness, but that's, yeah, that's wordless, but we can't practice that. That's a natural phenomenon that happens by itself. Yeah. We can't practice that. We can only practice mindfulness. We can know it, but we can't be it, so to speak.
I suppose with the language, because something sometimes it's really helpful, like you suggested, that remind ourselves that it's nature and that, and that can be, I've noticed, very helpful to get some space. But we're not to go into storylines and that, not too much. Sort of, I don't know.
Ultimately, you need to come to the realization that all this is mind.
Mm-hmm.
When you realize that mind is just the mind, many things become much more clear. And there's so many functions happening in the mind, but all of it is so we're learning how to also know how to recognize mind. Yeah, and you know, you mentioned about not trying to get caught up in words and just trying to go to your direct experience. And that's good, because direct experience, he says, is reality, is what we can actually experience, and because everything else we need to think about.
But
we can't get rid of concepts. Right, we can't be devoid of concepts, because it is through the concepts that we also explain reality to ourselves. That's the paradox. So there's this, for example, he says there's this Pali word called Chetana, right? Chetana is a volition. It's an energy that is exerted by the mind to influence the body's movement or not. Okay, and we used to use a different word before, because in the traditional translations, they had used the word intention. But then later we realized it was confusing, because intention has to do with planning. And that's a thinking mind. But we're not talking about a thinking mind, we're talking about a visceral energy that is constantly exerted by the mind, whether we're conscious of it or not. A bit like consciousness, these chetanas are always present. So we stop using the word intention for that energy. And we just refer to it as chit. But he says ultimately the word isn't important. What is important is to understand what that nature is. Right? If we can get in touch with it, even either intellectually or even experientially, it's to actually feel the mental urge to move, or the mental urges that keep the mind still, that keep the body still, that move the body or still the body. But we still need the help of concepts to understand reality. Even when we experience reality, we then need to use words to try and explain what we understood. Thank you.
I feel that I have very many thoughts that have waited to get my attention. I have had
the
a long
thoughts have been waiting to get your attention.
Had a long period of a lot of stress and a lot of work and family worries and things like that. And then coming here, I feel that all these thoughts are, they have been knocking on the door, waiting to come in somehow, and now they're just overwhelming me. And also this is my second longer retreat. I've done one 10-day before, and then I've done 2-3-day. Yeah. And they have been very strict. Sitting, walking, like that. And I also feel here when there is not that much of a schedule, I have the same problem like Vera. I'm very tired.
Don't use names.
It's not very personal.
But we have to remind them because somebody else already said something.
That I'm very tired. I sleep a lot.
Yeah.
And
because there's no schedule.
Yes.
So you feel tired because you don't know what to do.
Yeah, a little bit, because the other retreats I have done have been very strict, so maybe that has been good for me more.
Because you know,
I know exactly what to do now. I sit 45 minutes, then I walk 45 minutes. and now I feel that I have a lot of time, and then the tiredness is coming over me, then I sleep a lot. And when I'm awake, I feel like I'm walking with 10 dogs going in different directions, you know, and I'm trying to... You know, as my thoughts are just pulling me in all different directions.
So you need to find a structure for yourself. He's not finding structures for us, but we need to find our own structure that will that most supports our practice. So what will help you to remain awake and aware? You need to do that for yourself. Is it to fall into the schedule that you know, or modify it so that it suits you a little better? What will help you to be wakeful? You know? Because he said we have to be mindful all the time, continuously. How do we keep ourselves mindful? Do we need to do more of this activity or that activity? What will keep us continuously aware? We need to. He hasn't said, just because there's no schedule doesn't mean he said don't do anything. Right?
Of course.
He's just left it to us to decide what we want to do with, how we want to bodily do the time. But what mentally, it's all the time. So you can choose your how you use your body, but mind is always to be aware. Also, Sarah says, when you are given a structure, you know, like, oh, do the, you know, sit now, walk now, sit now, walk now. What happens is that it's like at home where we have a schedule, right? We do this, so we are so busy fulfilling our obligations. Again, like at home, we don't notice our tiredness because we're still trying to fulfill our obligations. And now you don't have anything to fulfill for anybody else. He says then that you recognize how tired the mind is already. So maybe it's good for you to take a good long nap. And for you, Sarah says, you need to learn how to watch your thoughts because you have so much of them. But the trick is not to watch the thoughts. It's to recognize their thoughts and then to watch the feelings. Because the thoughts you have come with a lot of charged feelings. So the feelings become the main focus, the main thing that you keep in touch with. you know there is thinking, but you watch the feeling continuously.
Mm-hmm.
So that's your anchor.
I put anchor too.
Yeah? So then you don't get lost in thought and you don't follow.
We don't know the follow.
Because if you look at the thoughts, you will get lost in the thoughts, and that's more tiring as well.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make, keep the awareness alive, and that you do by watching your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
The thoughts will just be there. You don't have to watch them because you already know them.
Feeling it, sensation, body sensation, you are grounded.
Yeah, so stay more with your feelings and body sensations because they will anchor you and ground you, keep your awareness continuous, and that will energize the mind.
Okay. I have a nice daily practice and I feel it's going okay. But my work is such that I need to think all the time. I'm a computer programmer. And after the day at work, I think I feel that I have lost all the mindfulness I had in the morning after my sit. And I'm very reactive and I don't know how to keep the momentum during the day with all this thinking.
ဒီမှာတော့အထောက်အကူရတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့အိမ်မှာဆိုရင်လည်းသူကမနေ့တိုင်းနဲ့ပြီးတော့အဲ့ရောက်ထိန်းထားမှုစူးစမ်းရတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့သူက programmer ဆိုတော့တစ်ချိန်လုံးစဉ်းစားရတယ်ဘယ်လိုဒါကို programmer ရအောင်ဆိုတော့တစ်ချိန်လုံးစဉ်းစားရတော့အိမ
် my object ဖြစ်ဖို့အရေးကြီးတယ
်တကယ်ကိုရောသူမသိဘူးအကောင့်ပေါ်တော့သူစက်ကအရင်ကလိုက်တိကျတယ
် physical ကတော့ကြွကြရလို့ထားတော့စိတ်ကမကြမ်းရလို့ပဲ
That's because you made yourself very skillful at watching the body but not skillful at watching the mind.
အစိမ်းကအာယုံဖြစ်မှတော့အာယုံဖြစ်လည်းတည်တယ်တွေးလည်းတွေးတယ်အဲ့လိုဓမ္မကတခုမလို့လို့က
ြ So when you can know the mind you also know the mind is your object you know whatever the mind does the mind looks the mind sees the mind is thinking when you know that the mind is doing things then you will always know you the awareness will be there
the mind object lo na dai yin an do ma ya
yeah so then the mind is the object whatever it does
can I train in meditation prepare for the day I mean my work is very
pinpointed
focused work I need to deal with concepts
yeah tu se ka ya I use that lo nyaw le na lo the concept of shop sin ya le so the
It's difficult to have awareness and focus.
Yeah, not personal effort.
Focus level, let me show my energy. That's what I do, you will be. You
don't know what you mean. So now you start practicing. The other says to first you start with the body, then feelings, then recognizing the mind and the awareness itself.
Now, the mind doors are here. The sit, the carbon, I don't see you done that. But sit the activity to do it.
And there's something called the mind door, right? Through the mind door, we know everything. Because the mind door is where you know. And through the mind door, we know everything else that is arising. And if you can recognize the mind door.
I don't know, but if you think the cuckoo will, think the cuckoo will, you may be so in. That means I'm shooting it. I think the feeling, I think the rubber will see that. The chance is one year.
So if you are able to know any mind that you experience, and you continue to know that mind more and more and more, you begin to recognize because it is mind, the mind door is there, you know, and this is something that you have will come through the practice. As you practice, your mind will begin to see and recognize because the mind is formless, shapeless, timeless, spaceless, you know. No location. It's not something you can focus on. It's something that you can just recognize. It's doing its work. You know whatever work it's doing. So. You know when you want to eat something.
You know desire to eat, huh? This is a body of mine.
First the body.
What are you hungry?
What do you decide?
What are you hungry? Desire to eat is?
Decide.
Desire to eat.
Yes,
what
that's the mind,
eat?
I guess.
The mind. You can know, right?
Yeah.
That's it. But you need to know every time this one thing comes, every time you need to practice, you need to notice. Many experience, let the mind understand that this object.
Mm.
And you need experience. That's why mental state, feeling, is what to eat, what to do, what to go, thinking also mind. The most important mind is awareness. You're aware all the time. Aware. So later, you act the awareness become obvious. Because the whole day you do this, right? The mind is aware. And later, like continuous awareness come, then awareness become obvious. Then it's more obvious to know the mind is aware. And later, other activity of mind come. Yes.
What I do sometimes is I stop, I put the keyboard and I do these stops, but then I can repeat the keyboard and I think it's very...
Mm.
Can I ask another question?
Yeah.
I react very strongly to things.
Oh, another one.
Yeah, another question. Can I ask another question?
No, have something to say.
Alright,
yeah.
Sorry.
Because you are all the time paying attention, right?
I try.
So you all the time the mind focus or pay attention. This is your job, right?
Yes.
So you know the looking and listening?
Yes.
Can you know you're looking? Can you know you're listening?
I can if I...
Can you know?
Yeah, to choose I yeah.
Okay. So every time you practice like looking and listening is the mind. If you all the time you pay attention to this, next time your mind looking or pay attention, immediately awareness there. It become habit. Understand?
Yes.
Right.
Thank you.
Another question.
And your second question?
Well, this shows my level of practice that I'm very reactive. On the cushion, it's quite easy. I don't get strong emotions on the cushion.
Mm-hmm.
I can have thoughts and be with them, and I can get emotions, but they never get out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
In the real life, it's not the case. I can get really angry or really scared, anxious, and also anger, fright, and shame are the most strong ones.
Mm.
And I don't know. My question is, can I somehow bring them to the cushion where I can
deal with them?
Can I train my mind like? Outside of the real life where it happens, can I bring them?
The children are in the shoe. Do I turn up looking as a good China come as a sicker? Pitch him up to Boloma Pitta Harubama to Kaimunia, Kaimunia, Sicker. They would talk to him also to get real material. The man in Boloma say to Tongu to Dada Pilre, Pim Chile. Oh, so is it Chile who jumped the Achel that day? No, what shit that a young shit that day.
I already know the answer.
Have you tried sitting and thinking about something that caused you, like you said, great anger, anxiety?
I haven't done it, no.
Oh, you haven't done it?
No.
You can call,
then you bring it into yourself.
Call
the thing.
Think about the story, then boom. You think about the person, boom, the emotion comes.
But after that, watch the emotion, don't stay with the thought.
Don't continue thinking, watch the feeling.
Yeah.
So it's a good idea.
Right?
It.
Yes.
Okay,
when you feel the mind is good, awareness is good, calm, then cover.
Okay,
so
call mom to cover, I don't want to
call mom to cover. Call mom to cover.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't see safe here.
Yeah.
Now, okay.
Thank you.
Right. Now you pay attention. You try to aware you pay attention all the time.
Yes.
Better to you practice looking.
Yeah.
Looking all the time. The whole day we are looking. Every time you know you're looking. Every time next time because the looking and listening and pay attention are same function. Only different though.
Yes.
But the mind function is the same.
I will do it.
Long
man,
long
chia long man. Long man, do you have
to
my practice in this one, I recognize one problem. When I do something complicated, and walking, sitting, or sleeping, I lost my awareness.
When you do something complicated?
Yeah, I mean like eating or something, you know.
Yeah.
There is,
more activity.
Yes.
Something with more activity, you lose your awareness.
Yes.
Oh.
But walking, sitting, and sleeping is okay.
Okay. Quiet is okay. And even you're not okay, right?
I mean, I like walk forest.
Yes.
And
you can walk aware of your walking time?
Yes.
Oh. So why you
I don't get a things and
but when you're walking time, what do you aware of? When you're walking, what do you aware of?
Hearing
and
thoughts.
Thoughts and
body feelings.
Okay. Yes. So when daily activity you have a morning job, right?
No, not morning.
No, no. 7:30 you have a work. You are
doing.
Okay. So what you are doing?
Dinner dish.
Can you practice? Can you aware you're doing this?
Not exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
I lost my.
Okay. So that time you think, what am I aware of? That time, you need to think about what are you aware of? What the mind is aware of?
So don't try to be aware.
Yeah.
He said think. So ask yourself, what am I aware of? Then you name one thing and then you ask yourself again, what am I aware of? It might change or it might be the same thing. So keep asking yourself.
Sometimes you know, you ask me, how do you feel? Huh? Where is the mind? Where is my mind? Like this. Then automatic awareness comes back.
Okay.
But you lost, try again. Think again. Try to think about it. First to be aware is difficult. Reminding is more easier to be aware to come back. Eating time also, how do you feel? What the mind is knowing? How about this? Liking or disliking? Like this. Thinking about like this. And awareness is already there.
Yeah. Because I have been recognized that I can force be aware of it's not good.
This is difficult. Mindfulness. We call mindfulness. Reminding is more easier to be present.
Yeah.
Remind to be present. Okay?
Yeah.
Thanks. Yes. Anything else? Okay, practice. Next day. Huh? See you next time.
Thank
you very much.
Unless self-conscious.
Self-conscious.
อ่ะแต่ที่นะไปมาหมดพาเพื่อนมาได้สิแต่อะไรอย่างอ่ะรู้เลยกูโตนี่เลยอาชีพเค้าเกี่ยวกับสตรีมมาแล้วเนี่ยก็ดีนะมาเชื่อเลยอ่ะกูรู้สุดท้ายไอ้อะไรเนี่ยโทรศัพท์ว่าตามนี้สิงานประมาณพาเพื่อนมาอ่ะคิดตัวแล้วเหรอโอเคก็ไม่หรอกไอ้นี่มันติดสนิทกับอาชีพอ่ะใช่สนิทกับอาชีพเนี่ยตัวเราเค้าอยู่ในไอ้ฝั่งอ่ะบ้านเนี่ยกูว่าลูกมาซุตามนะกูอีเมลมึงจะไม่โทรมาเลยกูก็คอมพิวเตอร์นะเอาซะเนี่ยโทรอะไรอ
and dukkhi.
To be your mother, that's some blue plan, so we do a good talent over some evil.
Oh, I'm a shoot, I'm a darling. Do you want to do it? Oh, why do you want
to do it? I'm going to go. I'm going to go. I'm going to go. I'm
going
to go. I'm going to go.
I'm going to go.
ก็ไม่มีเนี่ยก็ไม่มีเนี่ยก็ไม่มีเนี่ยก็ไม่มีเนี่ยก็ไม่มีเนี่ยก็ไม่มีเนี่ยก็ไม่มีเนี่ยก็ไม่มีเนี่ยก็ไม่มีเนี่ยก็ไม่มีเนี่ยก็ไม่มีเนี่ยก็ไม่มีเนี่ยก็ไม่มีเนี่ยก็ไม่มีเนี่ยก็ไม่มีเนี่ยก็ไม่มีเนี่ยก็ไม่มีเนี่ยก็ไม่มีเนี่ยก็ไม่มีเนี่ยก็ไม่มีเนี่ยก็ไม่มีเนี่ยก็ไม่มีเนี่ยก็ไม่มีเนี่ยก็ไม่มีเนี่ยก็ไม่มีเนี่ยก็ไม่มีเนี่ยก็ไม่มีเนี่ย
ดาวชาวโลกดาวชาวโลกอะกอลายดาลูโลเปียวดิตุ๊กบาพี่โลตะเนี่ยเนี่ยดิดาวชาวโลกโจไลสกัดตีนี่ล่ะเอ้ยดาวชาวจิโอสกัดบาพี่ล่ะอ๋อเลยวันนี้เตเนสว่าเนี่ยเซนเซนซงนะล่ะดาวชาวโลกนี่ก็ปูกอลายมาลูเตียนน่ะอะมาเป็นกุโลเซยอ้างกอลายก็ปูกูอ้างกอลายกอลายเตียนน่ะเลยสอดาตุ๊กกู เต็มเลยพี่ๆบาลูเนี่ยตะบอดาก็รู้สึกอืมนี่ดาต้นหาแล้วขึ้นน่ะเนี่ยเอ้ามาเปล่าดูเนี่ยจะอ้าอึดฉินเตียอ้าอึดฉินอ้าเปล่าเลยเตียยังอ้าอึดฉินตะเกเรอ้าอึดฉินมาแล้วตะตะอึดฉินเนี่ยเอามาหลั่นเพ็ดออกอ่ะครับแต่ดูอาจารย์นี้เนี่ยดูเปล่าอ้าวเปล่าเปล่าเอาจังเอาบางทีนี่ตะเปล่าไม่ได้เปล่าโอเคตาเว้ย
ปัญญาปัญญาอาจารย์มีเยอะแยะเลยยังดูดูบ้านดูอาจารย์ดูดูเปล่าอุปกรณ์อะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรอะ Paradigma. Navigate. So when you touch in that, touch in the access the navigable visual index. That many time for mere, mere hal, mere over tar, down down, swipe left, dilo dilo, dilo dilo, so and
draw. Then she got
it. Yeah.
Then
like it. Hey, come here. ก็ใช่ไม่ใช่นะคุณยามอ่ะใช่ต้องดูเรื่องนี้อ่ะ